So we've learned that in transition, it will be important that you are clear where you are coming from, where you are going. You have thought clearly about the before case and the after case, and you have clearly cut off the bridges. You have told the people who need to be told farewell without necessarily giving them all the information. You have factored in your close family who have to go with you in the things you are going. For example, you have had a stable job. You are now going to a job to do something that doesn't necessarily assure you of an income. It will affect your family. That's why you need to share with them what the risks you are taking and the way you are trusting God, because they are going to be part and parcel of that issue. But finally, I think in this transition process, as we learn from how the way Moses is handling his transition, I think it's important to seek the mind of God to hear what he is telling you, so that as you speak to people, you speak with wisdom that God himself has given you. So even handling transition requires God's intervention. That's why God says, now the Lord had said to Moses in the Midian, go back to Egypt, for all those who wanted to kill you are dead. So you can see clearly, God helps him to see that the after case is bad, but not that bad. There is a Pharaoh, but not the same Pharaoh. God has prepared the ground for you, despite all the risks that arrested you, even after he has helped you by waiting until the old king is dead. We can trust ourselves to him, and he's going to prepare us by showing us things that will make us trust him even more.